Blog Talk Radio.
God day, and welcome to another episode or segment of Reigning with God. I am Keith Russell Lee, your host, and I am, as always, psyched, jazzed, and juiced. I mean, I am really excited about today's segment, which will deal with life. I've been going over the 12 inner faculties or inner spiritual dynamics that we have within us. As the series suggests, you have everything you need within you. Is to say that God has given us all of these dynamics inside of us that we can be, do, and have God's highest and best. And you can create the life that you desire and you deserve. I mean, I am so excited as we have gone over these 12 faculties, which this is the last installment of the series. But I've talked about faith, love, strength, wisdom, power, imagination, understanding, will, order, enthusiasm, release and renunciation as yesterday, and today I am dealing with life. And this is my signature teaching. As you know, I talk about life all the time. And let's go to John 10th chapter and the 10th verse. And there you'll find, as you got your Bibles and your apps already, it says this, that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But I've come that you might have life and have life abundantly. That life, these are the words of Jesus. And life is defined as we first define exactly what life is. Because let me share, folks, life is not existing. Life is not just going through the motions. It is not like what we have embraced of sometimes up and sometimes down and sometimes level to the ground. No, it's not about being nasty, brutish, and short, as Thomas Hobbes, the great philosopher, shared. But life, according to the Greek, as Jesus came to say, what he brought was life that was enriched, fulfilled, meaningful, purposeful, with resources. And I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to say that again. That life in the Greek, the life that Jesus came, was a life that was enriched, fulfilled, meaningful, purposeful, with resources. Some writers call this a God kind of life that Paul shared that we should be imitators of. He says, "Be ye imitators of God." And so our lives should reflect God. It should reflect the fullness of his kingdom. And that's the life that Jesus said that he had came to bring us. And he says, not just simply to, you know, have it just like, hey, this is great, but he says, that which exceeds the norm, that which overflows, that's what abundance is, right? I've come that you might have this life, life that is enriched, fulfilled, meaningful, and purposeful with resources, and have it overflowing, have it abundant. Oh, man, I'm excited already because life is supposed to be psyched, jazzed, and juiced. It's supposed to be that we can't wait to get up in the morning and it's hard to go to sleep at night and let it go. It should be that we are so excited about what God is doing in us and through us and the things that we are creating and developing. The ideas that he has given us to create and to develop, to live not just in terms of getting by or struggling or, man, I'm on the budget this month and I can't do A, B, and C, but to live a God kind of life that is psyched, jazzed, and juiced. Oh, man, I'm telling you, how would that life look? And I want you to try that on for size. See, folks, we spend so much time talking about eternal life, and we don't understand the nature of life. We spend so much time talking about, well, one day when I get to heaven. I was in a conversation a few months ago with a gentleman, who was telling me, man, I can't wait till I get to glory. I can't wait to get to paradise. Man, I think I'm going to have fried chicken every day. And he's going on talking in such trivial terms about eternal life. And I'm saying, like, okay, dude, how about your life right now? Well, you know, Jehovah, you know, this is our experience, and, you know, Armageddon, and so forth and so on. And I'm like, oh, how dumb thou art. How misguided. How short-sighted. How little we think of God to think that his children, his child, you and I, the Son of Man, the Son of God, you as you are, the Christ as you are, for you have been anointed with his anointing, and his spirit lives within you and moves and has his being within you. How little do we think of God, and how little do we think of ourselves and the nature of life, to think that this experience is about struggle and pain and suffering and then some glad morning when this life is all over. You know, I've kind of been out there over the years talking about slave religion, the remnants of slave religion, and religion of oppression. You don't have to be a slave to be oppressed. And how we have taken the religion of oppressors. I'm not talking about truth. I'm talking because Christianity is truth in the proper context. But we have taken the viewpoints of oppressors and have incorporated into it our religion, and we think that life is about, well, sometimes up and sometimes down, all the struggles and the vicissitudes of life. Come on and sing that song about, though the storms keep on raging. Come on and talk about, I got to go through something. When Jesus says, I've come that you might have life. Zoe, a life that is enriched, fulfilled, meaningful, and purposeful, a life that is like jazzed in juice with resources. And it's not about going through. It's not about, well, you know, and I've got friends who are black nationalists, and all they talk about is, oh, the white man this, oh, the white man that, oh, how all of these forces are against us. I have friends that are liberals who are like, oh, well, the Trump administration, and I've got friends that are conservative that talks about, oh, the liberals. And listen, all of that is bovine feces. As I'm trying to clean my tongue up, but it's all just junk that we have gotten so sidetracked and caught up. The enemy has come to kill, steal, and to destroy. And the enemy has us thinking that, oh, life is about destruction and death. Life is about all of these other things. Folks, that's the enemy. That's what the enemy wants you to get caught up in and to think that life is, and we forfeit all that God has for us. Oh, ye of little faith. God is so much bigger. You are so much bigger. This is about Zoe, life that is enriched, fulfilled, meaningful, and purposeful with resources, a God kind of life reflecting our Father, who said that when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you know what his will is? For us to live in an empowered life. And I know I'm preachy today, folks, but I can't, you know, when I get going about particularly this is my signature message about life. I mean, we've got to start making some decisions about how we want to live. Oh, I've got the disease. Well, guess what? You've got Zoe. You have life. And you have the power of the Holy Spirit to rebuke death. You have the power of the Holy Spirit to rebuke sickness. You have the power of the Holy Spirit to denunciate and to release and to let go of negativity, to release and let go of things that do not serve you, that does not serve God, and does not serve where you are going in your life. Just let it go. Choose this day to embrace life. Choose this day to embrace the fullness of all that God has. Make up your mind to live and stop existing. You know, and I've discovered this, folks. Not many people have ever made up their minds. Well, I'm waiting till I retire. I'm waiting for this to happen or that happen. No, live now. No, live now. No, live now. Live now. Today is the day of salvation. Today is really the only day that we know that we have, because this is the present. Be present and live in life. And I know I'm preaching today, but I get really passionate about this. All I'm saying here today is that life is within you. Life is within you. The life of God is within you because of the Holy Spirit. That is why you feel uneasy. That is why you feel that, man, there's something more. That is why you can't do mediocre and mundane anymore. That is why you feel that you tried to play small in doing so. It has killed your spirit, because there's greatness inside of you, which is the life of God. What are you going to do with it today? What are you going to do? Are you going to embrace that life? Are you going to embrace the fullness of all that life is? Or are you going to continue to forfeit it and allow the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy? Let me share this, folks. The enemy, and I want you to think about that, is the enemy in me. The enemy in me. The enemy of fear. The enemy of trepidation. The enemy that tells you that you can't and raises doubts, and the enemy are those friends and family members, those relatives. The enemy are all of those things that continue to say, I don't have resources, I don't have this, I don't have that. No, you have life. You have the fullness of all that God has because of his Holy Spirit. You have life and abundant life. And don't let anybody tell you that you cannot live life fully, to live fully, to embrace everything that God has fully. Oh, man, and what does a full life look like? Let me just go there for a minute. It goes there. A full life is the kingdom. It's the life of love, of good health and well-being, happiness, success, prosperity, abundance, and wealth. That is the fullness of God's kingdom that his life represents. And go back through scriptures. Look at the covenants that he made. And that is what life is. Oh, man. This is the whole essence of what my ministry is and the essence of what I share. And I'll go more into that as time goes on. But I do want to be able to just share this in the closing minutes that I have, folks. Folks, this is Keith Russell Lee Ministries and Destiny Center is all about. It's about life. It's embracing the fullness of God's life. I need you to be a faith partner with me today. Go to krlm.org and become a faith partner with me today. Come on board and help me build the kingdom of God and change the world, folks. And, please go check it out. And hey, and I just say thank you already in advance. And let me just recap, embrace life, embrace the fullness of all that God has. And until tomorrow, live with faith and power and continue to create a phenomenal life. I am Keith Russell Lee. Until next time.